Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. I am Tori.
Hey, I'm Puma.
And on this podcast, we talk about Jesus, life, and everything in between. And friends, we have a new guest with us today. Her name is Hope. Hope, say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we have Hope. She's awesome.
That was a really nice hello.
That was
a nice hello. Let's see if we can get a different kind of hello. We have the Gen Z kid in the audience with us today. Let's see what kind of sound comes out of his mouth.
Gen Z kid,
drum
say hello.
Drum roll.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Like low-key offended.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, but guys, we are really excited to have Hope here with us. And she actually introduced the topic today. Hope, what is the topic we're talking about today?
We're talking about forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
Talking about forgiveness, yes.
Forgiveness.
Yeah, so with forgiveness, kind of jump into the subject. I'd like to share maybe just a quick little story. Is that okay? So when I was in college, I wanted to go see a movie really, really bad. And, you know, I'm in college, and so I thought, yeah, I might as well just go ahead and just go see it, even though I knew that probably my parents wouldn't approve.
Oh, one of those movies.
Yeah, when my parents wouldn't approve, but you know what? I'm a grown adult, so I'm going to do what I want. And I decided that I was going to take my younger brother, who was a minor, with me because, well, you know, I thought, hey, why not? And so I took him with me, and you know, I go to the movie, and there was just so many inappropriate things in the movie, inappropriate scenes, and all kinds of stuff, and I was really, really embarrassed. And I saw one of my coworkers there at the movie as well, and
yikes.
And he knew that I professed faith in Jesus. Yeah, I just was really, really kind of embarrassed and try to slink out. And I wanted to kind of keep this kind of hush-hush on the down low. I didn't want my parents to find out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And, but, you know, my brother apparently said something, or I don't know, maybe my parents found out, or, you know, maybe I said something or they questioned me and I just felt incredibly guilty. But, you know, I had all this guilt and, you know, I, even as I sit there watching the movie, I'm like, I shouldn't be here. And this was wrong of me. And I brought my brother and, you know, my coworker. And I just had this wave of guilt and I didn't know what to do with it. And I don't know if you've ever had moments in your life where you just really, really knew you were wrong and felt guilty. But I did. And, you know, this subject of forgiveness has to do with guilt that we have, as well as guilt that others have and how we interact with them when they are guilty. And it's really a subject that I think touches everybody all the time.
Yeah, well, guilt has to do with something you've done that was wrong, right? So you did something bad, right, quote, bad, or something that, you know, honestly, is shameful. And sometimes that is done to you, right? Sometimes people do shameful things, bad things to you. And yeah, there is a connection between guilt and forgiveness. And so, yeah, guys, let's dive into this topic of forgiveness and guilt. And yeah, we'll see where this takes us. All right. So Hope, you know, you mentioned this topic of forgiveness, and you had some great thoughts that we hope to kind of bring out in this podcast today. But you made a statement about forgiveness that I thought was really good. You said that forgiveness is something that we don't conjure up; it's something that we express because we've been given it by God. And I guess I want to get your thoughts a little bit on that. Like, what do you mean? Forgiveness is something we do as a Christian. It's something that we give because we've received it.
Well, with forgiveness, we often think that it's all on our own, that we have to be able to be the ones to do it, versus if we take the forgiveness that God has given us, we can then use that to forgive other people. So we aren't reliant on what we can do, but rather what God has already done for us. We just rely on other people.
Yeah. No, that's really good. Yeah, thank you, Hope. And it's interesting, too, because when I think of forgiveness, like, oh, I have to forgive. I have to do this. It's all on me. But what you're saying is that as a Christian, it's actually something that's been done to us that we can then extend to others. You mentioned a verse, and we're going to look it up here. Colossians 3:13. Puma, do you have that pulled up? You can read that for us.
It says, verse 12. It says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
Yeah, forgive as the Lord forgave you. We just had Easter last week. We had Good Friday a week ago today. And it's so interesting to me when I think about forgiveness. I mean, goodness, the cross is the perfect representation of that. And yet we can't, we should forgive how God forgave us. How did God forgive us?
Well, we're all pretty guilty. So.
Oh, there's that guilt thing again.
Well, I think it's important to remember that we can't think that we're better than others because in God's eyes, he's forgiven us so much. So who are we to say, I can't forgive somebody else when we've been given so much forgiveness from an almighty God?
Yeah, when we've sinned against God, I mean, it's just, it's beautiful. I mean, even Romans 5:8, but God demonstrated his own love. Like, I love that. He didn't just tell us, he demonstrated. He gave us a show. God demonstrated his own love for us that while we were still sinners, while we were still guilty, while we were still people honestly worthy of shame, he died for us. Oh man, that's really well said. I know, Puma, you've looked up a verse in Ephesians 2 that kind of goes along with that a little bit, but just how forgiveness, it goes beyond, I think, human power and ability. It's a reaction, really, to what God's done for us.
Yeah, well, we're talking about forgiveness, and there's a lot of, I mean, if we were to ask everybody listening, how would you define forgiveness? We probably have a lot of different definitions.
Yeah, that's right? True.
A lot of different definitions. And, you know, you bring up Jesus going to the cross. In what way did that give us forgiveness? There are different words sometimes used in the New Testament for forgiveness. And like in Ephesians chapter 1, Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus and just talking about all the blessings that we have in Christ and talking about Jesus shedding his blood for us. And he says the result of that in verse 7 is that we have the forgiveness of sins. In other words, our sins are forgiven. And it's not talking about the actions per se, but it's talking about the guilt that we have incurred because of those actions. In other words, forgiveness is, in God's sight, is the removal of the guilt. Because when we're guilty, we deserve what?
We deserve punishment.
We deserve punishment.
Yeah.
If we're declared not guilty, then we don't get punishment. And so forgiveness is basically dealing with our guilt. And so Jesus on the cross took our punishment. He took the guilt that we have incurred from all of the sin that we have committed against him. And, you know, all the weight of that was placed on Jesus. And Jesus on the cross paid the penalty for our sin and the guilt of that, so that our guilt now is removed. That the forgiveness that you and I experience by God is a removal of the guilt of our sin. The consequences in this earth still remain. And this is why I think sometimes we have a hard time forgiving someone, because, you know, someone, you know, hurts me or offends me. So like my story with my brother and my coworker, I mean, my coworker the next day said, "Hey, I saw you at that movie, and I was really surprised to see you there because I, you know, I thought you were a Christian."
Ooh,
right?
Yeah.
You know, and I just like feeling horrible. And, you know, with my parents, they thought, "Hey, I was in college studying to be a pastor." Right?
Yeah. Oh no.
You know, and you know, they're like, "What's the deal?" You know? And I felt incredibly guilty. You know, before God, I had to confess that before God. I also had to admit, you know, to my parents, and, you know, for my brother, I shouldn't have taken him to that movie. I kind of led him astray, my coworker. You see, I'm guilty. I can have that guilt removed, but the consequences of those actions, you know, still.
Yeah, they still exist.
Yeah, they still, you know, were there dealing with people. And this is where I think we have a hard time forgiving each other when you know, maybe someone really has confessed in that, and we want to hold that guilt over their head and not extend the grace toward them that God has given to us.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned forgiving other people, and I think that's a really good segue into this next kind of question I have, because I think sometimes in my mind, I can justify reasons why I don't have to forgive. Or like, if you knew what they did, if you actually knew what they said about me, the way they treated me, you know, you would understand the fact that I have a grudge. Like, my bitterness actually makes sense, right? But as a Christian, and like Hope had said, like Scripture says, if we are to forgive as Christ forgave us, and he forgave us while we were still sinners, we don't have an excuse. But my question is, what about if it's been like 30 years. Like maybe 30 years ago, you now realize, wow, I was really sinned against. They really hurt me and I blocked it out, or maybe I just suppressed it, or for some reason, my current circumstances is bringing that back out of my heart and mind. You know, how do you forgive someone you haven't even seen or spoken to in decades? Is it the same type of forgiveness? Is it, I mean, do you go up and talk to them, right? I mean, like, what do you guys think? What is a proper way to forgive someone that hurts you? And can you forgive them in your heart but not tell them? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
What is wrong with the sin? I mean, why is sin bad? It's because it destroys relationships,
yeah. Right?
And so the reason why forgiveness is necessary is because if that guilt remains, relationship is not intact. Mm. And so, you know, that guilt, you know, the guilt incurred because there's been offense toward another, you know, needs to be removed. You know, when we've done something to someone and they don't know about it, right? Is it going to be helpful in that relationship to tell them about it? Or do you just confess that to God and say, God, help me not to do that again? You know, is a relationship damaged? Or if someone is, it's been a long, long time, you know, I think it's okay just to say, hey, you know what, when I was younger or before, I just had a bad attitude or whatever, but, you know, I just really want a clean slate and, you know, I really just want a good relationship with you and I've dealt with that sin.
Or also if you're on the receiving end where you're the one who has been wronged and you're the one who could extend the arm of forgiveness, it's important to think about what is going on in my heart if I don't forgive this person. How is that going to affect me? Because you don't just sit back and relax that you're putting yourself in a prison and you're harming yourself the longer you wait to forgive. And it's very hard to forgive because you might have reasons to justify what you've gone through, or maybe you still put up with this person, or there's just so much hurt that's hard to cover. And that's an important time to realize what we talked about in the beginning, where God has extended us so much forgiveness. So who am I to say I can't forgive somebody else, no matter how much they've wronged me, no matter how much I may not have done half as much to them? We've done so much to God. And to see the depth of that, to really just fall in awe of how merciful and forgiving God is to us, that's how we can forgive others. And that's a process.
Yeah, it's much harder to forgive others than it is to be forgiven.
Yeah. Well, I love what you said, Hope, because I think we forget there are consequences to not forgiving.
Yep.
You know, that when we don't forgive, when we, and you said that so beautifully, there's real fallout. There are things that we miss out on. There are things that control us when we realize that I don't have to forgive. You know, they wronged me. And the things that grow in the secret places of our heart, the bitterness, the resentment, if we're not careful to confess and ask God for forgiveness, but then to forgive others, those things can really build up in our hearts and destroy us. And we may not see the full fruit of the lack of forgiveness for others, maybe years on the road, but it begins very subtly and it can grow into a monster. I have another question for us. So even with your story, Puma, right? How when you were, you know, you and your brother in the movie and it was, you felt guilty. How do you forgive yourself? I mean, should that be different? Should you forgive yourself differently? Okay, it's one thing to forgive someone else. Okay, they wronged me, but Jesus forgave me. Since Jesus forgave me, I should forgive them. But what about forgiving yourself? Because that can be much harder sometimes. And even too, in the church world, I think one of the things that I struggled with and still occasionally do is, can I really forgive myself for that? Because, okay, God forgave me and I'm getting to the place where I can forgive other people. But man, I really messed up. I knew better and I messed up. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I guess it can go back to how does God see you? Because God has already forgiven you. So what's holding you back?
Yeah, I would add to that. That's really good. Hope.
Identity.
Yeah, it's pretty arrogant of us to not forgive ourselves when Jesus has forgiven us. Mm. In a sense that we're almost saying that forgiving myself is not possible, even though Jesus has forgiven us. Yeah. And I think that's just another form of pride, what you said, that we need to see ourselves as God sees us. And, you know, if we are worthy of being forgiven by God, because our sin is against him, then can we not walk in that? And that's what it means to, you know, the Bible tells us over and over again that we walk in the grace of God. A couple different perspectives of forgiveness. One is the not holding guilt, you know, over our heads, but removing it. And the other is extending grace. So we talked about the Colossians, you know, 2:13, forgive as the Lord has forgiven us. You know, the word there is different. It's extending grace to others as God is extending grace to us. In other words, as he has forgiven us and extended that kind of not holding our guilt over us type of favor, how can we not do that for others? And consequently, how can we hold that over ourselves?
Yeah.
You know, it's the extending of grace. And I think this is where it gets really hard to forgive other people, because there's always a payment incurred.
Yeah.
Right? When you forgive, someone has to pay for it.
True.
So, you know, in order for God to forgive us, he has to pay for it, or we pay for it ourselves. And oftentimes we don't want to pay for someone else's guilt, or we don't want to show favor and grace to someone, because that means we're going to have to pay for it ourselves, right, with time or energy or whatever.
I think also people tend to think that, okay, we should forgive. This is all good, but we don't realize, unless you've done it, just how hard that is. Because forgiveness is necessary, but it's hard, it's costly, but it's worth it.
Yeah, no, I love, thank you, you know, Hope and Puma. It reminds me of a story in college. I was a pretty, you know, I won't say popular, but maybe I was pretty well known at the school, and I was an RA for my hall for a couple of years. And I remember there's one person to be recommended as an RA from an RA was a really big deal. And there was a girl that I thought liked me, who and I liked her. And I remember that, you know, I was just used. She used me to get into a position. As soon as she got the job, the friendship split, and I was so crushed. Not only did I like her, but I realized that she was just playing me. So I felt stupid and dumb for caring about this girl. And I remember just being so, so bitter. I tried to talk to her to even see what's going on, and just all communication was shut off. So, like, even if I wanted to say I'm sorry, she wouldn't even see me. So even after months later, when I'm like, wow, I've been bitter, I've been kind of like salty with her, and the friend group split because of it too, she wouldn't even talk to me. So like, well, I can't even ask her and say I'm sorry for being bitter. She wouldn't even see me, which made me more bitter and more salty. And I remember heard a sermon a year later. So I'm out of college, right? Maybe a year and a half later. I'm a pastor now, and I heard a sermon on forgiveness. And I realized that I thought that I forgave her in my heart, but there had been so much bitterness and so much personal hurt and honestly, and even guilt with it too, because I felt guilty that I hadn't actually forgiven her, and ashamed by that, but also I was angry that she hurt me so bad and she kind of stole that opportunity from me. So I actually messaged her and apologized and said, hey, I want to apologize for my end of it, right? I wasn't gracious. I thought I was, but because I haven't forgiven you, I'm now in sin. And it really ate me up for a year. And I had guilt because I didn't forgive. So honestly, if you don't forgive, that could actually incur guilt and sadness later.
That reminds me of me recently, where I've always wanted to be able to say with a clean heart that I forgive you, and I've never been able to do that. It just didn't feel like that was true of me, that I forgave that person or people. And recently I've realized that forgiveness is a choice. You don't have to feel like you forgive this person. It doesn't have to be natural to you, but you choose to do it anyway, in spite of that. Also, kind of like what you said with, you realize what you did was wrong. You can be only 5% wrong out of a whole 100, but you're still 100% wrong for that 5%. And even if you're on the receiving end where you're the one who is wronged, it's kind of rare to have a relationship between people where you did nothing. Normally, we've both done wrong. And so to see where you lie in that situation, to see your faults in it, and to repent of that, can also be a first step of forgiving the other person.
Wow. No, I hope. Think. I love that. Yeah. Even if you have only, you know, maybe truly you only had 5% fault, you need to own 100% of that 5%. And you're right, because Jesus, who was perfect, he had 0% wrong, but he 100% took our sin. And if Jesus can forgive us of our 100% when he had zero at stake, how could we not own 100% of our 5%? That takes a lot of humility. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, that's something that I am, you know, always need to guard my heart from, of being entitled. And like Puma, like you said, pride, right? There's a connection between unforgiving and being arrogant, or being so overboard where you have so much guilt, you think God's love can't even forgive you. You can't forgive yourself. Puma, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, and you know, going back to that Colossians 3:12-13 there, it says forgive. We're you know, told to forgive, commanded to forgive, but it's forgive as we have been forgiven.
Yeah.
You know, it's not forgive. It is forgive as the Lord has forgiven us. And so the focus isn't on us forgiving. The focus is on as he has forgiven us. You know, it's again, going back to the heart of our God and the person of Jesus. And the more you draw close to him, the more you see your own guilt and your own need for forgiveness in your life, the more you see how gracious he was in forgiving you, that the more you see how amazing he is, the more you see how amazing he is, the more you see more junk in your own life that he had to forgive. And then you see, wow, he's been even more gracious to me than I ever thought. And the more you're drawn to him, the more you're drawn to him, the closer you get to him, the more you see yourself and you see the cycle. You see, it's not forgive, it's forgive as the Lord has forgiven us. And so the emphasis is on getting to know the heart of our God and the person of Jesus and just how loved we are by him. And the closer we get to him, the more we're going to see how we've been forgiven. And in that, in the sense that response to that is to forgive, that forgiven people forgive.
Yeah, forgiven people forgive. That's a really good way to put that, because truly, not only are we commanded, but we're commanded, like you said, to forgive. Not how Tori feels like he's forgiven, not how Hope or Puma. We are told to forgive the way God forgave us, not the way we want to forgive or feel like we should be entitled to forgive. So before we get into our application question, one more question before we get into the AQ. Have you guys ever felt like you wanted to get revenge, that you know what, I'll forgive, but man, justice, what happened to the justice? Like, I need to, I'll forgive, but they need to get what's coming to them first. Any thoughts on revenge and how that plays a role in forgiveness?
Yes, I have definitely been there. And I recently saw the verse, and I liked it so much I memorized it. It's in Romans 12:19, and it says, "Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but rather leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." And with revenge, it often seems justified, like, I have been wronged. I deserve to be able to get a second chance and make the person pay. And no, God says he'll do it. And that doesn't just leave us with an empty slate, like this burden just has left us, or that we have no role to play. Because God is the one who brings justice. And until then, our responsibility is to forgive the person.
Wow. I love that you memorized scripture. I also love that how you ended that. It's God's job to be just. It is our job to forgive. That our duty is not to make things right. God will do it in his own time. Our job is to be faithful and to forgive like he forgave us. And honestly, I think that bodes to a great application question. You know, so if I may just kind of share with the group, you know, I think a great application question for us, a good application question, I think, could be, you know, to write down one or two people in your life that, man, there's something about them that either A, you wish they would, you know, if there's a part of your heart where you're like, you know what, I'm actually okay if they get hurt, I'm actually okay if they fall into financial trouble, I'm actually okay if they lose their job, there's probably an area of a lack of forgiveness in your heart. So write out two. One or two names of people that you have a hard time forgiving, but then beyond that, and prayerfully, I really encourage you guys to pray about that. Ask God, how can I display that forgiveness? Because maybe the forgiveness, maybe it's an unknown thing, and to talk about it might actually cause it more trouble if they were ignorant to the harm they did. Or maybe really to forgive, the way the Lord forgave you is to go and maybe verbalize that, and not even just, oh, hey, I forgive you, but you know what? I'm sorry that I haven't forgiven you, and I've held a grudge, and I want to confess my sin and ask for your forgiveness now because I've been bitter against you. I think part of the forgiveness when we have been bitter and we have been, you know, salty towards someone, we have sinned against them. We need to ask forgiveness from them because we have not forgiven them, right? So our lack of forgiveness can actually cause, it really is sin. We have sinned against them by not forgiving them. So yeah, find one or two people maybe in your life that you have a hard time forgiving. Maybe you just honestly don't like. And then prayerfully consider, God, what do I do with that? Maybe it's worth talking to them, asking for forgiveness for your lack of, you know, love and mercy toward them. And maybe it's not. But yeah, I would consider to pray and ask God to show you that.
Also something kind of like a challenge for you, whether you want to pray or just think about. But in obedience to you, I choose to forgive. In obedience to God, I choose to forgive. The action is important.
Yeah, no, that, thank you, Pope. That, yeah, I choose, it's a choice. It's not a feeling. Forgiveness might have feelings attached to it, but it is an act of obedience. And we are commanded, you know, Colossians 3:13 doesn't say, you know, if you want to, forgive as Lord forgave you. If it's easy, forgive as Lord forgave you. No, it's a command. You were commanded. You must, as a Christian, as a Christ follower, you must forgive, because guess what, guys? That's what Jesus did for you. So that's a great point, Hope, to make it a choice. And again, like you said, in all of what God's done for me, I choose to forgive. That's beautiful. Well, thank you, Hope, for being here. Thank you, Puma. You know, I really appreciate this podcast. It's fun. It's fun to get to hear other perspectives. Thank you, Hope, for this, you know, this topic. Yeah, it was really, really, really good.
Yeah. So we are glad that you joined us today. And who are the people in your life that have offended you and who needs to forgive you? And it's really, it's a choice. It is, forgiveness is an expression of love. God chose to love us by forgiving us so that we could be in right relationship with him. And I thought, oh, the way Proverbs says this, it doesn't say forgive. It says love covers a multitude of sins. So I encourage you to go and love people as you have been loved by Jesus.
Yeah. And if you got to forgive yourself, do that too, because Jesus did that for you also.
Yep.
That's great. Well, thank you guys. Hey, tune in next week, Fridays at 10:10. If you want to contact us, maybe a question that you have yourself, like Hope gave us, you can always email us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your guys' questions and just overall thoughts. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.